Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, one of the cool things about Christian media is that God has raised up any number of men and women throughout the years and have been a blessing to people all over the country. And now that we're kind of in the digital world, you've got Facebook, you've got podcasting, you've got all these different ways. You have apps that you can have on your phone. And one of those names that's resonated well and has been a blessing to so many people, myself included, over the years, is Dr. David Jeremiah, who's got God has blessed him with an amazing teaching ministry and their local church, too. That's one of the things I love about Dr. Jeremiah is he is a local church pastor, but God's obviously given him an enormous platform because he's a gifted teacher and a great preacher and a great man of God who is coming here to Raleigh, North Carolina. If you've never been to one of Dr. Jeremiah's tour events around the country, where basically that's an interaction with folks like us that like to love to listen and partake in his teaching on a kind of a more of a personal level and a local level. It's a great blessing when it happens, and they do that almost every year. Very, very busy ministry, but they'll be here in Raleigh, North Carolina this Friday night, coming up in just a couple of days at the PNC Arena, which is the biggest arena we have in town, and just blessed to have Dr. Jeremiah joining us by phone. Dr. Jeremiah, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're excellent. Excited to see you as always. It seems like it's a regular calendar event when you're showing up out here in North Carolina. Before we talk about the Overcomer Tour and the book and everything, I'd like everybody to know you have a really interesting and neat relationship with North Carolina over the years. Even though we're on complete opposite sides of the country, there's been a great friendship and really kind of a love affair between North Carolina and your ministry. What's that been like for you?
You know what? It's never been anything I could explain except that North Carolina is the state in the United States that has the greatest response to Turning Point pretty much across the board. Has been that way since we started. I'm so thankful for North Carolinians who stand with us and pray for us and come to our events, and so it's a thrill to be coming back. And actually, as you know, this is kind of a makeup event because we were supposed to be there in the fall, and you guys had one of your annual storm visits that canceled us out. So
yeah,
we're
happy
to be able to make it up so quickly.
Yeah, we're so excited that you were able to schedule and come back around. I know how difficult that can be. Has that ever happened before, Dr. Jeremiah, where you actually had to reschedule an event based on like
a
hurricane?
No, it's another one of North Carolina's firsts. It never happened before. And but we surely understood it. And actually, when you get a call from the governor's office saying we'd appreciate it if you wouldn't do this, then you pack your things up and go home. And that's what we did.
Oh, that's such an amazing story. Well, we're excited to have you back this Friday night. So the Overcomer Tour, of course, you had the Overcomer book that was out, 8 Ways to Live a Life of Unstoppable Strength, Unmovable Faith, and Unbelievable Power. And I think, maybe some of us are under the illusion, Dr. Jeremiah, that life as a Christian when we're born again and following Jesus is going to be, tiptoe through the tulips. But it is difficult. We live in a very broken and fallen world, despite the fact that we have Christ and the Holy Spirit and His Word. We struggle. So was that kind of behind the book and then, of course, the tour Overcomer itself?
Well, I think a lot of Christians forget that the Bible was written in a period very much like the period in which we're currently living, a time of great political unrest and turmoil, and even more so persecution for those who would be so brave as to embrace Christ. So when we get a right understanding of our faith, the Bible tells us that we get salvation from God, and then Paul wrote to the Philippians, you're to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. What he meant by that was, we're to take what God has given us and the basic truth that we have that by grace we're saved, but then we're to develop our relationship with the Lord, and that's a disciplined walk.
Yeah, that's absolutely right in that sanctification process. And God brings us through. It's a very difficult world. Of course, we know that there's Christians dying all around the world. We don't have it as bad as they do here in America by God's grace. But things are getting more challenging here in America, as you know, Dr. Jeremiah. But in the book, obviously, I mean, overcoming things like, and these are common to all of us, weakness, falsehood, evil, anxiety, fear, confusion, temptation, and of course, death itself. So what will be the experience this Friday night at the Overcomer Tour here in Raleigh?
Well, first of all, we're kind of introducing to many people for the first time a very exceptional young musical talent, a young guy named Michael Sanchez, who is the new musical tour leader for us, and he's part of our church. He was one of the top finishers on The Voice.
Wow.
Has this haunting, soulful voice, great at piano, plays the guitar. We'll be leading our team and leading our worship, and I know that everybody's going to love Michael. Everybody always loves him wherever we go. And in fact, we just got back from Israel, and I wasn't sure I was going to be able to get him out of the country and bring him back home. Anyway, so the worship will be amazing. We have a great band and great worship leaders, and then there's some informality in the middle of it. I preach from the Word of God, and what I've been doing in these events is preaching on an overcomer whose life is told in the Bible. So I'll be selecting one of the overcomers from the Bible and preaching on that in these events. And that's what I've been doing. And we've had great result, great times of rededication of our lives. Many people have come to Christ. People have walked out of there, I believe, with their heads up and ready to be overcomers in a world that would certainly push you down if you let it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I really appreciate that. Every time you've been here and I've been to your events in the past, you always give people an opportunity to respond, whether that's a first-time profession of faith or a recommitment or just answering whatever the call is that's come forth from the pulpit that night. And we expect to see that again on Friday. This is always kind of a neat opportunity for people it's a much more intimate kind of setting than normal in the past. You've got a different kind of stage set up. Does your son do an interview with you on stage? I saw that on the Overcomer Tour website.
Yeah, he does. David Michael interviews me. He was talking to me about it this morning, what we're going to talk about, kind of give me some ideas of what we're going to talk about. And he interviews me, and we just been doing that for like the last three or four events,
yeah.
And we weren't sure how that would be received, but it's become one of the most popular things of night, so we'll have fun doing that.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I'm really glad you guys are doing that. That's kind of a neat, different, kind of intimate view of what's going on in the ministry and, of course, your family as well. OvercomerTour.com. Still some seats available at the PNC Arena here in Raleigh this Friday night. Dr. David Jeremiah, as always, thank you so much for calling in, and we're excited to see you this Friday.
Thank you for promoting it, and thank you for coming. God bless you.
Amen.
Guys.
You're very welcome. We'll see you then. Okay, friends, we'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. The Steve Noble Show. It's good to hear from Dr. David Jeremiah, who's going to be here in Raleigh, North Carolina, but he's doing some tour events around the country. OvercomerTour.com, I think, is the website. Overcomer Tour, you just Google that, David Jeremiah. If you're here in the Triangle area, really anywhere in North Carolina, there's still seats available this Friday evening at the PNC Arena. Doors open at 5:30. The event starts at 7. And it's always a powerful night, and they have a great crowd and a neat interaction between somebody that's, you know, kind of a rock star in the Christian broadcasting world and has a huge ministry, but still gets out. They just got back from a trip to Israel. He's amazing at 78, how busy and how much he just keeps going. It's kind of like the Energizer Bunny, just keeps going. And God will continue to hold him up as long as he wants him on that platform and preaching the Word of God. It'll happen. So that's Friday night here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And seats are still available. Just get to the Overcomer Tour website, and you can be here on Friday. All right, I want to open up the phones for the rest of the show, specifically to you if you've seen Unplanned. I want to hear your reaction to the movie. You know that I've been talking about it literally for months and for good reason. If you've seen the movie, now you know. And I've had all kinds of people on social media saying, Steve, hey, you know what? Thanks so much for talking this up and being behind this, doing my part, my little part, and my little platform. But I'd like to see your reaction to the movie Unplanned. How did it impact you? What did you think? And especially if you have, and gently and with compassion, if you have abortion in your background, and there's I know that you're there, because I know the numbers. And we're on in 31 or 33 stations and 22 markets and 13 states. I know that you have, I mean, it might just be between you and the Lord at this point. But I know that there's many of you that are post-abortive out there, women as well as men. And if you've seen the movie and it's helped you deal with that part of your past, and if you found some healing and some deliverance, I'd love to hear from you as well. But just in general, what did you think of your experience seeing the movie Unplanned? 866-348-7884, and had a great opening weekend. So if you did see it, thank you very much. Praise the Lord for that and for your obedience and for you putting your shoulder behind that in your pocketbook, as we all should. But if you saw it, I'd love to hear from you and get your little review about your experience seeing the movie Unplanned. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And I know many, many, many of you have seen it because it did so well in the theaters. It pushed past the $6 million mark, which is exactly the production budget of the movie. So praise the Lord for that. And it's gone from a little over 1,000 theaters to now over 1,700. So we're praying and expecting and looking forward to God doing some awesome things here in the second week of Unplanned. We need to keep it in the theaters as long as possible. But your reaction, your review, how did it touch you in your life and any story that you have about that? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And would love to talk to you. I'm just trying to make sure we're answering those calls. Hello, my friends in a different city in Winston-Salem producing the show. And I had David Jeremiah on, but I didn't warn him I was going to open the phones up. So keep calling and they'll get to you. And we'll get you through and share your review about the movie Unplanned. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Two of our four kids have seen it so far. And the other two will definitely see it. And my 18-year-old son, who still lives at home, he's just finishing high school. It was, you know, very disturbing, as you would expect it to be and as it should be, and very important. He saw it with his girlfriend, and they had conversation about it, which is the whole point, and coming back and going, how can anybody think this is okay after you see that? And that's the reality of it, okay? And I'll read this little review from a writer at the Chicago Tribune, and just notice this, the title, of course, of the review. This will tell you where this is going. Unplanned review, case against abortion is absolutist and extreme. Well, that's because abortion is absolutist and extreme. And then I want to get to your calls, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH, your reaction to seeing the movie Unplanned. Unplanned, according to Owen Gleiberman, I didn't think men were allowed to talk about this, Unplanned isn't a good movie, but it's effective propaganda, or at least if it is, if you belong to the group it's targeting, those who believe that abortion in America, though a legal right, is really a crime. Yeah, it's called murder. It's hard to imagine the movie drawing many viewers outside that self-selected demographic. Unplanned preaches to the pro-life choir, and it does so by making a case against abortion that's absolutist and extreme. At certain points, twisting facts into a narrative of conspiracy. Planned Parenthood's portrayed as a corporation profit-driven as Standard Oil, which is absolutely true. So I'll get back to that, but I want to get to your calls as well about the movie Unplanned. Let's go to Alex, who's calling in from Winston-Salem. Alex, thanks for listening and calling in. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I'm a father of a medically complex kid, and it's really, really hard hearing about everything and about abortion and how the doctors have thrown abortion in my wife and my face when Kimberly came into the world. And I praise God for her every day. She's 7 months going on 8 months.
Amen.
And I just glorify God and her purpose because she's alive. And I listened to another segment today where the parents were talking about how God, they placed their daughter in her hands, but he didn't give her back. So, I say no to abortion. And, sir, my question for you is it true that Caleb Station did not stand up with you guys in response to this movie? And did they not air any commercials or have anything to do with Just saying no to abortion. That's my question, sir.
Yeah, Alex, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you called in. Thank you. Praise the Lord for you guys and your decision and God delivering that child to you, who is precious. No matter what struggle she has, she is a precious life made in the image of God, and we just praise Him for that, Alex. And I'll answer your question here in a second, but I just wanted to thank you and say praise the Lord along with you for your child's birth. Praise God is right. Thanks for calling in. I'm gonna hang up, but I'm gonna answer your question. Thanks for calling, Alex. Yeah, they did not do anything. They decided to play the Matthew West song. You know, I did a little firecracker kind of bottle rocket thing out of my mouth right there. Okay, so whoop-de-doo. So they kind of got caught in it first, and then there was a public outcry. Started with Abby Johnson. We shared it and talked about it on the show. You may remember that when I talked about it the other day. And so they got hammered. I called their number. I called their prayer line. I emailed them. A bunch of people, I got emails and information from other people who called them and talked to them and were getting nowhere. And then there was a report the next morning. That was a Friday before the movie opened. And then the next morning, there was another report that somebody from the movie had talked to one of the top people at K-Love, and they said, "Oh yeah, we're on board. We support this." But there's never been a single ad. There's no commentary. There's nothing. The only thing they've done is play the Matthew West video of the song that he wrote for the movie Unplanned. That's it. So yes, to answer your question, Alex, K-Love did nothing positive and encouraging, family friendly, except if you're still in the womb. So was that? Was that dereliction of duty? Yes. What are they afraid of? Same thing most pastors are afraid of. They don't want to deal with it. And then they write it off as too political or too disturbing. You're darn right it's disturbing. It's a modern day Holocaust. You are a Christian following the Lord Jesus Christ in Nazi Germany circa 1943. And you know that there are Jews being murdered all around you. And you don't run an ad about it on your station because you want to be positive and encouraging. It's a dereliction of duty. I'm done with K-Love. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you today. We have a website, by the way. Did you know that? TheSteveNobleShow.com, and you can grab the podcast there. And we're on all the regular podcast platforms as well. There's also our friends at the Truth Radio Network, Stu Epperson Jr., his dad, Stu Sr., Big Stu, Little Stu. They're both like 6'7". And Big Stu started Salem Broadcasting, which is the big kahuna in Christian radio especially. But at townhall.com and things like that, and Little Stu, his son. And they've had a long relationship with David Jeremiah, who called in during the first segment, which is also a big reason why Dr. Jeremiah is such great support here in North Carolina. But it's great to have partners like that, and that's how I got started on the radio. That's one of the reasons we can sustain and stay on here is because our partnership with the Truth Radio Network, which is we're on most of their stations now. So we're in Salt Lake City, Utah. We're up in Iowa, Richmond, Virginia, and all across North Carolina. So we're just thrilled for our partnership and just thank God for everybody at Truth Radio. And so we have those kind of partnerships, but the website and the Truth Radio app. You go, "Oh, man, I can't always listen to the show. I'm not always by my computer or radio or whatever." You can get the Truth Radio app. That's easy. Just go to the App Store, Truth Radio Network. There you go, and you can listen on the app. And then the podcast available, all the normal podcast channels, as well as the website. And so you can check that out. And then we're on Facebook Live right now. You could be in the studio with me right now. Which I know sounds a little creepy. But really, I'm really a pretty decent person. So you can join us. And many of you don't listen to the show live. Some of you get it delayed in the evening, in Hawaii even the next day. But you can always be with us here in the studio when we're live. Most of the radio audience hears it live just on Facebook. Facebook Live via the Facebook page, which is just under the Steve Noble Show. Talking about your reviews for the movie Unplanned, and praise the Lord for everything that happened over the weekend, because it's added another 700 stations, 700 theaters, which is what we need to do. We need to keep this going and keep this momentum going. God is doing something different in the pro-life movement right now. 40 Days for Life has had a surge in people volunteering. They're in the middle of 40 Days for Life right now because people are coming out of the movie going, "Okay, I understand, and I need to do something." Pro-life people going in, there's pro-choice people going in and coming out at least questioning. And some of them, in several articles I've read, flat out said, I'm wrong. I saw the reality now. I've been wrong. And now what do I do about it? That's the question we all need to answer as we see the movie Unplanned and then react to it. Let's go to Jeff is calling in from North Carolina. Jeff, you're on with Steve. Thanks for holding. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. So
my wife and I saw it yesterday, and I'll tell you, it was really powerful. I think you know, it was different than a lot of those other Christian movies that I've seen over the years.
Yeah.
It wasn't overly preachy, which I think was good because it brought in a wider audience. And I think it was more redemptive than it was, like, condemning. You know, it really brought a different feel.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was interesting, too, how if you watch the movie, the people on the fence, you know, who are sitting there yelling, like, saying,
yeah.
saying whatever they would say at the fence, they just kind of were painted almost like in a bad light, in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus,
yeah,
the movie just, it was so redemptive, it was so full of grace and forgiveness, and I think the overall way they painted that picture really was well done, very well done. And, you know, some of the scenes obviously are very graphic, I mean,
yeah.
and I think they were needed. I was definitely surprised at the R rating, however, you know, we know why that's there, but it was great. It was really great. And I went on a Monday night. I went last night, and the turnout was wonderful. It was
a
lot cooler than I thought it was going to be. And so, you know, people were trickling in for, you know, even like 10 minutes into the movie,
yeah,
I saw people trickling in. And
that's
it
awesome.
It was really good to see. But, like, the overall message, I thought, was so redemptive. You know,
yep.
It wasn't filled with condemnation. It brought, I think, the message that the secular world would be willing to listen to.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And I think that was really well done.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jeff. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing that. Thanks for supporting the movie. And there is a redemptive thread that goes all the way through it, which builds towards the end. And it doesn't dehumanize the people inside Planned Parenthood Clinic. You know, you kind of deal with the paradox there that they think they're helping people. One girl's like, I know God. I'm doing God's work here, helping women. I mean, the paradox of that is real. And I've had two former abortion clinic workers in this studio with me who said the exact same thing. We thought we were helping to decrease abortions and then protecting a woman's right based on the law, and we're trying to help people. And, you know, it's Romans 1. We suppress the truth and we replace it with a lie. But that's such a great point. There is a redemptive element that goes all through it. Let's go out to Leslie all the way out in New Mexico with our Wilkins Radio affiliate out there. Leslie, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. And I'd really love to recommend the movie. I was kind of sad because a lot of Christian friends wouldn't go, not because they're not, I mean, so pro-life, but they were so worried that it would be too upsetting to see a baby die. And so they were really not willing to go. And I think our theater, we didn't have very many people. I went on Friday, and then I took a young woman that wanted to go on Saturday, and we just didn't have a lot of people show, and I'm not hearing anything about it in the pulpits, you know, from the pastors, and it's such a great movie because it's not just about abortions, it's also about, grace and forgiveness and a huge, huge, huge need for healing for these women. There's all these women, if we've had 60 million abortions since the Ray, we have a lot of women out there that really need healing.
That's
and
right.
I mean, I was adopted, and so every day I just have to, you know, my birth mother say thank you
Amen.
For
That's
having
right.
me, you know, and I have, you know, freedom as a woman, and so I really think people need to go see it and go on. There's Abby Johnson has things on YouTube. It's some wonderful testimonies that she still has.
Yeah, from former abortion clinic workers, too. That's her ministry. And then there were none.
Yeah, and then someone told me that, you know, 80% of women that see an ultrasound change their mind about abortion.
That's right.
So
that's right.
And so I think women, I mean, Americans and Christians, for 70% Christians, we need to be funding these pro-life clinics
right.
that are helping right. people. Ray Comfort put out that 180 movie. He's got
yep.
a new movie out called Seven Reasons. And
Which
I think
is excellent.
We really need to not just, I mean, that's what I wanted my Christian friends to see it, to put a, you know, because I've heard it say, well, you're pro-life, but you're doing nothing.
That's right. Yeah. So, don't tell me what, that's like James, you show me your faith by what you say, and I'll show you my faith by what I do. You can claim pro-life all day long, but it's just words unless you're doing something.
And there's so many things that you can do that don't necessarily involve what you don't want to do. I mean, there's just so
sure.
many things you can do. So,
absolutely.
So, and it's really good. And to really get it out there that, you know, it's life and we need to start being more responsible for our actions. You know, if we're not going to, you know, want all these babies and don't have sex before marriage. I mean, yeah. I know you
what
can't
a shocking
say that
thought there, Leslie. Yeah, shocking, shocking revelation. Yeah, thank you so much for calling, Leslie. I really appreciate you listening, and thanks so much for thank you again for taking that other gal on Saturday. And keep challenging people, keep encouraging people. We need to do that. It's that important.
Right. And encourage the pastors to get up there and say,
that's right.
Go.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. Thanks, Leslie. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Let's go to Carolyn who's calling in right closer to me in Clayton, North Carolina. Carolyn, you're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, I'm one of those people that the person you just talked to was, I didn't really want to go, but I really felt like I should go as a Christian and support the movie. And so I did go, and I talked a friend into going with me. She really just went with me so I wouldn't be alone. And so I'm just really glad I went to see the movie because I thought it was, it showed both sides. I really believe it was pretty objective because it showed, you know, her, the mistakes that Abby had made.
That's right.
Before she was totally living for the Lord and the, you know, a lot of the bad choices she made. And it's just all around a good movie. Out of curiosity, I looked at the reviews after I came back from the movie. I just really wanted to see the reviews and, I looked at the negative reviews, mostly negative reviews, where I found. And the amazing thing to me is they're not understanding that she is. Or they are. They do understand, but they're not admitting that she was a director. I mean, she knew what was going
on. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's firsthand knowledge. Yeah, this isn't some made up story.
Yeah. So
Carolyn, let me ask you real quick. Your reluctance to see it in the first place, was that just, you were just kind of nervous about seeing the harsh realities that it should, and this is not super gory like what you would expect it to be, but it is difficult.
Well, I wasn't
sure
how gory it was going to be, but yes, it was, I'm very sensitive. I have the gift of mercy, so I'm very sensitive.
Yeah. Amen.
And, you know, I love children and I just knew it was going to be hard to see.
Hard, but,
what they
but
said,
would you,
I knew they were going to show.
Right. But on this side of it, Carolyn, even with the gift of mercy and having a soft heart and a soft conscience, would you say at this point that 100% of Christians should see it, no matter whether it's difficult or not? Is it that important?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Because I heard somebody say that saw it as a preview. I heard, I think somebody on your show actually said that it was, you know, they felt lifted up afterwards.
Yeah,
I did.
Amen.
I felt lifted up because I just realized, you know, just how important life is.
Well, there's that redemptive element in the movie as well, Caroline. I'm up against a break, so I gotta let you go. But thank you so much for calling in. God bless you for going to see it. We appreciate
that. God bless you.
You too. We'll be right back. This is Steve Noble talking an unplanned and a crazy story next. Gosh, Steve, that's pretty aggressive music. Not only is it secular, it's Rush. It's like rock music. Well, you know what? The Christian life can be pretty aggressive. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. We're in a spiritual war, friend. And so, I play music like that occasionally because it is aggressive. We should be aggressive. With love, absolutely, but truth and grace, all of it at the same time. But Christianity is aggressive. The spiritual warfare is aggressive. 60 million babies dying and trying to turn that around requires some level of aggression. Godly aggression, no doubt about it, but aggressiveness, yes, no question. And so we were talking about that before. I was talking about it with my friends on Facebook Live, and I did a little video about it on my Facebook page on Saturday and said, hey, you want to spice up your Sunday? And everybody's like going, hey, Steve, that's a little racy. And no, do you want to spice up your Sunday? Go ask your pastor if they saw Unplanned. And if they say no, say, why not? Can I buy you tickets for you and your wife and your family, whoever? When can you go? I'll email them the show times in your city. Just go online, find it. Like if I want to find movies in Raleigh, I just put a Google, Raleigh movies. Raleigh movies unplanned. Albuquerque, New Mexico movies unplanned. Kansas City movies unplanned. Indianapolis movie unplanned. Iowa unplanned. Des Moines, Iowa unplanned. Richmond, Virginia, wherever you're listening, unplanned. And then you're going to see it. And then send that link to your pastor and challenge them. Do it with respect, but challenge him. You know, it isn't worth it? Of course it is. We're talking about the lives of children, babies in the womb. Let's go to Meredith, who's calling in from North Carolina. Meredith, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on your show and for what you're doing promoting the movie.
You're welcome.
I work at the Greensboro Pregnancy Care Center in Greensboro, and
God
we
bless
had the
you.
Opportunity. Thanks. We had the opportunity to host two events last week of Unplanned, thanks to some generous sponsors, and had a great turnout. And it was one of those things, you know, I saw it the first time, and just moved emotionally, and saw it again, and it's just it needs to get out there. The word needs to get out there because it's real, and what we're seeing on the line when we go down to the abortion clinic, it's happening, and it's just. It was just a great depiction of everybody, I thought, of Planned Parenthood, making them, you know, relatable, but also the 40 Days for Life, seeing the advocates on the fence and the prayerful way we're approaching things, and just the training that people go through. And we have that at the Greensboro Pregnancy Care Center. We train our advocates because that's really what's important, is having a loving presence there, and I think the movie did a good job of showing that.
Oh, absolutely. And would you say, Meredith, that it has it been encouraging to you personally since you work at a pregnancy care center? We may have a mutual friend. Carla works out that way as well. And she was at.
Oh, yeah. Carla's great.
We did
She's
a.
One of our
we did
people
a,
on the.
I so appreciate you guys and being out there. Has it been encouraging to you, Meredith, just to see people coming out all over the country to come face to face with the reality that you guys face every day? I was at with Love Life. At a Raleigh abortion clinic on Saturday morning, and there was a local church here, Providence Baptist Church, and we had a great group, older Christians, but there was like 20 of them there. And I asked them, is this the first time any of you are ever going to go anywhere near abortion clinic? And 90% of them, it was the first time. And I said, I'm not asking that question to beat you up. I'm asking that question because I want to encourage you and thank you. We have to be willing to face the darkness. So back to that question, Meredith, has it been encouraging to you that people are willing to come out and actually face what you guys have to look at every time you're out there?
Oh, absolutely. And I think as a, you know, the Pregnancy Care Center, we've even been more involved this year, being out at the abortion clinic. We originally were only going to be out 1 or 2 days a week, and now we're aiming to have our mobile ultrasound out there every day if possible. And just having a presence there and people that come out, the church, when they come out and see what's going on, they cannot not be moved. Like, that's just how it is. Like, you come out once and you're like, the Holy Spirit just opens your eyes and
that's
you see just the darkness and
that's
you
right.
just can't help but want to get involved. And that's what's encouraging about the movie is because once you go out there, it's scary at first, I think.
It
can be. But once you go and you think and you see that just like praying and you feel the presence there, it's just a very moving thing. It's just awesome.
Amen. Meredith, thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for sharing that with us. Thanks for your work out there on the line. God bless you. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. And that's such a big deal that it's encouraging to people like Meredith and to others that are out there and Carla, who's over there in the Greensboro, North Carolina area. I know a lot of people that walk that line. And the reality is, listen, we're out at an abortion clinic on Saturday, and there's a bunch of people there, and there's some people preaching boldly. And people just praying and worshiping. And the minute we got there with a group of about, I don't know, it's about 40 of us. With Love Life, we're all wearing the same t-shirt. And immediately, you know, we start with praise and worship. And immediately the abortion clinic workers and the volunteers, they have a speaker system out there. They crank up some of the most vile rap music that you can imagine. F this, F that, F the other thing. It's F, 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 F. And we're over there singing praise and worship songs. And then we're praying. And they just crank the music, just nasty music, the whole time we're there, about an hour. And it's real. This battle is real. And then the girl that runs the place, Pray for Kelsey, that she's like the head of the volunteers, she's out there and they play some dance music. And she's literally out there at the end of the driveway twerking and twerking her fanny at us. And you could sit there. My initial reaction is never pretty. Personally, in my heart, in my mind, in my head, and sometimes in my mouth, my reaction is not very nice. It's not very pretty. I'm sickened by it. And then I remember, hey, you know what? Jesus died for her too. And she's that captive. She's that given over. She's that enslaved. And it's out right at Isaiah, right? Good for bad, bad for good. It's all upside down. But you have to see it because that's reality. One of the reasons abortion's still going full steam in America is because far too many Christians, and maybe you're one of them, were afraid to deal with reality. You're afraid to look it in the face. And again, seeing Unplanned, it is a difficult movie. It is heavy. there are a couple scenes that are heavy. It's not tremendously gory. It's accurate. And the abortion that you see is in an ultrasound. And you see the baby recoil. Then you see the baby sucked out of its mother's womb at about 12 weeks. It's real. That's going on. We can't be like, I said this the other day, we can't be like Neville Chamberlain and be a bunch of appeasers and just turn our head the other way and stay in our churches and sing a little louder and enjoy our pews and our coffee and all our other stuff when babies are dying all around us. This is like Amos chapter 5. When the church isn't addressing the injustice around it. And in Amos chapter 5, Amos is like, God's like, you know what? Take away from me your feast days, your singing, your praise and worship. Get all that junk away from me. It makes him sick. Imagine that. Imagine just Sunday or this coming weekend when you're at church praising and worshiping and hands are raised. But because we're apathetic and we're not engaged and we're not willing to look at the truth, that God's sitting there with his fingers in his ears going, would you guys shut up? Look at the injustice around you. And you want to come in here and offer me your platitudes and throw up your hands while babies, my creation all around you is dying, being butchered, and the post-abortive women and the post-abortive men. And imagine that. Go read Amos chapter 5. Go read it for yourself. You got Steve, you're over the top. No, I'm not. I'm accurate. I'm telling the truth. Okay? So for anybody, if you're like, I can't handle it, it's too heavy. That's part of the problem. And I respect that you have a sensitive heart, or like our other caller, you have the gift of mercy. I get it. But you can't be fully engaged and understand until you're broken. You had to be broken by your sin to come to Christ. And then it's the kindness of God that leads us to repentance. But you have to be broken. We all need to be broken on this issue. So gird up your loins with all due respect. Have the courage that comes through the power of the Holy Spirit and look it in the face. Our unwillingness to do so is one of the biggest reasons why it's continued. I think I've got a friend calling in from Raleigh. Marjeet, you're on with Steve. How are you? Go right ahead.
Hi, Steve. As you know, I was there the other night at the screening. I have not gotten a group together, but I would love to take a bunch of teenagers and get the discussion going. Because for me, when I was a teenager, it was, I can't remember it now, it was in the 80s. That movie that showed
Silent Scream. Abortion. Silent Scream.
Yes. My Bible teacher showed it, and I immediately that summer went and got trained as a counselor. And even when you're a teen, an 18-year-old or 19-year-old, there's something you can do. I wound up getting to counsel and leading a young lady to Christ and driving her to the grocery store or to the doctor, helping her get things clothing-wise or whatever, and that's, you know, part of what the CPC does, the Crisis Pregnancy Center, yeah. Too. Very tangible. The thing that I don't know how they are now, because it's been so long since I've had time to volunteer, is that are the Crisis Pregnancy Centers reaching out to churches to say, okay, none of the people that we have here on staff can help. Do you have somebody that can help drive a girl? You have somebody that can help her find a place.
Right. And
somebody that can make, you know.
Exactly. And that's a great question, Marjeet. And I'm going to answer it. I'm going to let you go because I'm right near the end of the show. But that's a great question. Thanks
sure.
for calling in and sharing that. And yeah, that's their biggest challenge is church engagement. I told you this before. We had a pre-screening here a couple weeks ago. I personally invited over 150 pastors multiple times. And 8 showed up. And I don't even count a couple of them because they were at the hosting church. And praise the Lord that they were there. But 8 out of 150, just like that old quote that my friend Josh Kappas from Love Life talked about, you know, Francis Schaeffer, hey, abortion's offered here today. And courtesy of the local church or at the permission of the local church, that's the reality. I got to give a shout out to my own pastor, J.D. Greer. I've been dogging him for literally a couple of months to see the movie, see a screener. And I was pushing it. Probably pushing the bounds of my friendship. But praise the Lord, I was in church on Sunday. I was praying. I was doubtful. And he saw it with his two daughters, his older daughters. And he said it from the pulpit that you have to go see the movie Unplanned. I walked into the church upset. I was praying. God answered that prayer right then and there. So props to my pastor for stepping up and doing it. It almost never happens from the pulpit. And he did it because the issue is that important. I hope your pastor does the same thing. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always said, ever forward.